Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
I was like, maybe I'll go up. You know what I mean?
I also thought maybe I'll go up.
Yeah. And together
we went up.
We went somewhere.
How the hell are you? I'm good.
I love that.
I'm so good.
Are you so good?
Oh, yeah. Never been better.
Yeah. What's going on?
What is it? Opposite day? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. There's an undertone.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm regular.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
I like to sometimes just be at the status quo. You know what I mean? Like a nice.
Like nothing amazing has happened. Nothing
horrific
bad has happened.
I'll take that.
We're in a normal, regular
day.
Place.
Love that. Dang. Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. Fun fact, I came in and it's like you read me to filth immediately, which
I didn't mean to.
No, but it's funny because I came in here being like, I'm not going to talk about this specific thing. Literally, I was like, don't talk about that thing. And immediately Chris saw me and goes, Did you just do a walk of shame? And I'm like,
I did not.
What?
I said, did you sleep at home last night?
And I went, what? First of all, at first I'm like, it's my hair. I'm always like, why?
That was a contributing factor.
Jeez Louise.
Well,
then you're like,
you just had the energy
of someone.
You had freshly fucked energy.
That's I do appreciate that, even though I'm like, wow.
And you were like kind of giggly.
Wow.
And you also texted me that you got off the train like a while ago. So I figured that you like had a nice
walk
here.
I did take
here,
the scenic route.
Which is funny because you were late.
I was like, I thought, you know what? It always, I'm like, it'll take 15 minutes. Like, I'm like, I'll get
well,
there in 10.
Well, you go past it and then you come back.
It's weird. Because
for some reason, you're always coming from the other end when I see you.
Yeah, but I went to the water this time and I walked.
It is a gorgeous walk by the water.
I know. So then I did that today, but then I mistimed it and it took me a little longer.
But I think that the real headline is that I was kind of correct. Am I wrong?
I know. That's what's so funny is I was like, I'm sitting here as you're saying it being like, can he literally tell? That's
very intuitive.
That's crazy to me because also, and this is important for everybody, especially me the most, is I'm not coming in here with like a glow after an orgasm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And let me be clear. Jesse's not like a mess. The makeup's done.
Thank you.
Lipstick's on.
Yeah,
we're wearing a fun outfit.
It was a fun outfit. I slept at home.
But it is an outfit that could have been recycled from, say, last night.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, dress for what you want.
But I think, well, all right, so can we talk about it?
We'll talk about it because we're already here.
I heard you had the best sex of your life.
Okay, so Friday night, me and my friend are going to go out to karaoke. Okay?
With the teenagers,
yeah. Like, I'm excited for teenage karaoke, okay? That's the vibe I'm going out with. And that's just so important. You know what
and
I mean? For the room.
Their father. The toothless one that you were mentioning last week?
So, then my friend is like, oh, I told my other friend I would say hi to him before. And I'm like, go say hi to him. Tell me when you're done with that and all. And then we can go to karaoke. Because that's a block away from my apartment, okay? Mm. My friend, no offense to her, but honestly offense to her, lies to me, okay? She's like, I'm done. Come on down. I wore like what felt like fun dress up karaoke to me. Okay. So I'm wearing like just a cute, fun dress. My hair is massive. You know what I mean?
Which I live for.
I live for it too. I was feeling myself. And then she was like, all right, let's go see my friends. I'm like, what? So now we go into a sports bar.
Wait, did you say you said you saw your friends? I hate when people do this shit and think it's like cute.
I felt so weird because then she was like, it's right up here. Talk to me in like a half a mile. Remember, I'm in heels.
I went the other night, right? I'm with a group.
Yeah.
And a friend is like, we have to find a bar. There's a lot of people. It's like a Thursday night show.
Yeah.
We go. My one friend is like, oh, I know a good place like around the corner.
And was it around
after we get like two blocks? Because mind you, we're in Midtown Manhattan.
Ugh.
Okay, there's a pub every fucking foot that you step. And I'm like, where is it? He's like, oh, it's on what comes out to be 3 Avenue.
Oh my God!
Blocks down, we get there. It is the worst place I've ever been.
Oh my God!
But anyway, I digress. We're talking about how you fucked a toothless karaoke thing.
No, so already I'm like, I just can't believe that I've also now walked half a mile
in heels.
In heels, and we walk
also,
into
in this weather. Let me say, it's like 65. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but.
Not in heels.
You walk more than a couple blocks and
I'm done.
The sweat's beating.
Literally, I'm wearing like a tight bodycon dress. I was feeling myself. I walk into a sports bar. Literally the most casual. My friend is in like workout clothes. I'm literally like, how did this happen to me? You know?
Yeah.
How did this happen to me? She meets with like her two friends that she wants to say hi to. And one of them, I'm like, oh, I think she has a crush on him. But I am like, why am I here? You know?
She definitely has a crush on him. Why else would she drag you to the sports
Literally.
Bar?
Literally. So then we're sitting, we're like watching the stupid game. I'm like, I'll play darts. Like if people want to play darts. And I start talking to the guy next to me at the bar who, by the way, to start, really isn't my like type, you know? Like,
describe.
It's more that he... is I've realized this now after that night, it's that he's clean shaven. And that to me is Republican. Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of crazy, but.
It's just, that's how I like a beard. I can't believe how much I like a beard.
Clean shaven.
Yeah, but it's different.
But I shave once a week. I always, you know, you got to touch up the line.
Yeah, yeah.
But I shave it all once a week for the sake of skincare.
Oh, skincare. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but anyhow, so he's just not my regular type, but I'm like...
It's good to get outside the box.
It's good
Sometimes
to get outside
men
the
without
box.
Beards can still be...
Stunning. Yeah, and so we start playing darts, like, everyone, and, like, he's really fun and really sweet, which, honestly, sweet also is not... But whatever. This is, like, whatever,
sweet
hindsight.
Sweet is not what?
I think hindsight is...
He's not sweet?
No, he is sweet. Hindsight is, you know, 2020. So it's like, but he's being so sweet, so nice. Like, I'm sort of like, are we... Like, we were really laughing, like, joking, doing bits, having fun. And I was like, what? I just wasn't expecting it. I'm dressed to go to karaoke. Everyone else is casual. Casual. So then after... After that, like,
I love dressed for karaoke is supposed to bring something to mind for people.
For me, it was, I don't know. I was so out of place is how I felt the whole time. So then we go somewhere else, like him and I, just to get
what?
A drink. Yeah. Because
what happened to your friend?
She was like, I'm going to go home. We stayed till like late. This is now.
Oh,
like,
karaoke is not happening.
We now like at one point we're like, let's play darts. Goodbye to karaoke. Because she's trying to crush on her
friend. She got what she wanted.
She got what she wanted. And I'm like, well, now I'm distracted as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? And as much as I love those 13-year-olds, I could push that off. They're not my children, you know? So then we go to get a drink somewhere else. And I'm like, okay. Because here's the other thing. I'm like, he lives in my neighborhood. I'm like, the potential for like even just is there, you know?
Okay.
It's looking good. And then, I mean, it's sort of, you could say long story short.
I kind of like the long story.
Do you like the long? Well, and the long story is we just had no chemistry.
Sexually.
Yeah.
I feel like we skipped a lot of parts to this puzzle.
I mean, we went to get a drink. I was like, I feel like this is vibing. Like, I mean, yeah, we were vibing. And then...
Was there kissing at the bar?
I don't... I should have, is what I wish that I had. But, like, I don't feel that comfortable kissing at a bar. Actually, I don't feel comfortable at all. I'll kiss outside the bar. I'd rather kiss outside.
Well, did that occur? Or were you just like, let's go home?
It was a quick kiss.
Let's go home to my place.
Kind of. Let's get a joint and go home.
Okay.
Like, and we'll figure out what happens. Could be nothing. Could be just making out, you know?
And what was it?
It was, I mean, you know, it really was just two people who didn't have chemistry and didn't belong together. Like, there was a point that I almost wanted to be like, we tried. Go. You know what I mean? We tried. It's no loss of anyone here. I mean, it is in the sense of like, it felt like I was in my 20s again. And that's a real bad thing to feel, hooking up, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I feel like you're not giving enough detail for me to really understand what you mean.
I think he was nervous. I think the speeds were off. I think, like, there just wasn't chemistry. You know when someone's trying to go too fast? And this is, like, it's male-centric sex or, like, sex for a woman. Like, when someone's trying to go too fast, you're just like, whoa, like, what's going on? Yeah. It's very young. Like, when you're in college, that's how it feels. People are like... They're freaking out. They're like, let's just get it. Take your clothes off and I'll see you on the other side. And like, that is like the energy that you're like, or at least my body's like, whoa. I
do imagine that you're a very sensuous lover.
I am. I really am. I really.
I feel like a night with Jesse it's going to be a whole evening.
It really is. And it's so fun. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it should be so fun. And so when it's not, I'm always like, whoa, yikes. Yeah. Like, I can't fake it. I'm not giving you any I mean, I'm telling you to do certain things. And then if you're not able or wanting to do it, I am like.
Eat my pussy.
Or just like, slow down is really the main note.
Stop drilling me like slow a fucking, down. Like I'm made
slow
of rock.
Slow down. Like your hand. I'm like, nothing's happening. And then like. I was proud of myself because at some point I just was like, I don't want you to touch. I need you to go. Like, I can't pretend like I'm into this in any way.
So you were freshly fucked on Friday.
I wasn't fucked, to be clear.
Yeah, that wasn't, I got a vibe of like you had a nice time. Yeah,
that's definitely not it. I've been recovering since. It's a bummer because unfortunately, and I know that you get this, it's like it woke up this part of me. It woke up the part of me that went, excuse me. And so this whole weekend, I've been like trying to fight myself because a part of me is like, we need to redo what happened. We need to do that right. But turns out everyone I know, like, or I have no one to text now.
Well,
and also I don't need to text anybody. I need to just settle it down.
Can you get back on the apps maybe and find a new person that's not a horrific person from your past?
Yeah, I could. It's so annoying to talk to people.
Listen, you're just preaching to the choir.
Yeah, it's just annoying. So
I'll talk to people that have like actively treated me like shit before I will talk to a new person just because.
Yeah.
Who wants to meet a new person?
That's exactly it. And it's like nothing's guaranteed with that either. Because also what's so funny is the way that he was outside of that, he was really cool and nice.
Maybe you should give him another chance.
No, I'm telling you that I promise you when I tell you I haven't been and I it's like there was no way there was just no way like our.
How did he take the
he took it well.
You need to go. This isn't working.
Actually,
he's like, not my first time getting this.
No, I think I was like trying to muster up the courage.
Was he in his 20s?
No, he was 32. But, yeah, you know, and it's like, I think honestly, again, like that might work for some people. Like he's doing his thing and I love that for him. I just think like, I certainly can't, you know? Well, also, there's two different energies in bed. Like, there's so there, like, who's the alpha and who's the beta? You know, like who's like that?
Yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah. Are you an alpha?
No, I like an alpha.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And he was being a beta?
Yeah. Hmm. So there was that way too.
That's interesting.
I think so. I really think so.
Was he drinking a lot, maybe?
I think, again, maybe.
None of it matters.
It doesn't matter because none of... See, the thing is, like... Yeah, the sexiest quality someone can have is, like, confidence and, like, wanting to be there. And I think... It just wasn't, that wasn't happening.
He wasn't acting like he wanted to be there?
No, he was acting like he really wanted to be there, but like he was scared for his life, which is unattractive to me.
Yeah, I find that to be unattractive in general. And so I've tried to turn that off on myself.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to take notice of things that I'm like, ew, or like shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And turn it inward.
I like that.
Like, I'm trying to stop. You know when somebody's always saying how they're tired?
Yeah.
That's me. And I'm really trying.
I love that.
Like, I'll be, like, passing out, and I'm like, don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it.
Because guess what? No one fucking cares.
And everyone's tired.
That is the thing.
I think the thing is when someone, I used to hate this. Honestly, it's a red flag for me when I go on a date or meet anyone, and they're like, I'm tired. I'm like, okay, bye.
Well, yeah, I would never do it. Like,
you're almost telling me lower your expectations, and I refuse to do that. So I'm always like, bye.
So if someone says they're tired, you end the date.
I'm just turned off immediately. It's an immediate ick. You've gone down pegs, and there's certainly nothing you can do. Sorry, I can feel a camera, and there's really nothing I can do about that either. But yeah, so it was a real throwback. I haven't had an encounter like that in a really long time.
Well, it sounds like you had fun at least. Did your friend hook up with that guy at least?
No.
Oh, man.
I know. It's so.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's like all you can do just to not do it. So, yeah, now I'm trying to figure out if I need a flirty night coming up. Or if I just need to recenter myself and just continue onwards, like be like, you're good. Cause a bad encounter, I wish, you know, if I had known the way the encounter was going to go, I would have never done it.
I feel like the urge to have another encounter is better than just being like, I don't need an encounter anymore.
Yeah, no, I guess that's true.
Which is how I handle things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, this was not fun. I won't do it again for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is my general vibe.
I get that. Yeah. I think it just made me remember, like, oh, that was bad. God, it's reminding me of all the good. Like, I want to go find that.
Got it.
Which, again, isn't necessarily, I don't know if that's easy to find.
I don't know. I haven't been looking. It, we would probably not have a podcast.
We would not have a podcast.
We'd be well balanced. Probably have a couple of beautiful kids, maybe a house, gardens.
Yeah, we'd be so happy. We'd be so happy.
Although probably not. I would rather be miserable alone than miserable.
Oh, that's true.
With someone.
I actually even just mean, I wish I just had a friends with benefits, like just as someone I could, you know what I mean? I don't need to, I'm not feeling like right now I really need to fix somebody or hear their problems. I really don't feel that. I don't know if I even like.
I never feel that.
I don't know. I'm just like, oh man, I miss that physical side of me.
You're horny. There's a word that's been created.
Well, I think it's also like your sexual identity.
Is it? Well,
which like for me, like I think when I was pole dancing, that was a way for me to get into that sexual energy. Like finding ways to get into your sexual energy can be difficult when
you're not having
when it's
sex.
Just you and you're like, how do I? Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like I'm trying to get into my sexual energy when I'm alone.
No.
No. Why would I do that?
Because I guess sometimes like. I don't know. Sometimes I like to be in that energy by myself, like just to be in the practice of it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think I know exactly what you mean. Like, do you mean like you need to like set the mood for yourself?
No, like sometimes I'll be like, so sometimes I'll right before bed or like around bedtime, I'll be like, I'm feeling a woman of the house sexual energy. So it's like I'll put on like some sort of like pajama that makes me feel like sexual, like sexy, and maybe a robe. It doesn't mean I'm going to like literally do anything even with myself. It just means like I'm in that energy with myself. Like we're just sitting in it because I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I'm never like, oh, I want to feel
like that energy.
That energy. I'm like, oh no, I'm starting to feel that energy. I better smoke a bowl and try to
yeah, like
taper it off.
Cause you know, sometimes dating or like when you go, like sometimes I'll sit in the energy of knowing like people, like it's like, oh, I'm enticing someone, or like that's an intoxicating energy to be like, I can tell this person like is really, you know, like, and then you're sort of walking an energy that's like, I'm sexy. So sometimes I'll just do it.
I feel like when I like I'm going regularly working out and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I'll feel a little like.
When do you feel sexiest?
I don't know. That's not like a common.
Hey, you don't think? I think people sit in their sexual energy. It could even mean like today I was in my sexual energy, which you were right when I came in. Cause it's like, I was wearing an outfit that I was like, oh, I want like a short little skirt. Like, oh, I want to wear like, cause I'm in my sexual energy.
I think I was suppressing that sexual energy for so long.
Yeah.
That it's still
a little bit behind.
Well, definitely.
Well, definitely behind.
But like, it's just, I'm used to like, it's not something I am wearing on my sleeve.
Totally. That's why I'm saying it's fun to do in the privacy of your own home, like alone. Like when I do that, I'm like, there's no pressure. Like nobody's there. No one is like, Winnie's there, you know? And like, it just has to do with like, am I kind of like just into my own energy, into myself in that moment? No pressure, no expectations. Like it's just being in your energy.
Yeah.
You should have a sexy little night with yourself.
But I guess my brain sort of works in the way of like, what is the point?
It's to feel that energy.
But I'm like, what is the point of feeling that energy if there's no one here?
I
get what you're saying, and it sounds very healthy.
Well, I think because when you're with someone, because when you're with someone and you feel that energy, to me, there's like endorphins and you kind of feel a little elevated.
I know, but I'm like, to feel it without someone depresses me.
Oh, and I think the idea that I need someone to feel it is depressing. Because by the way, I've had like, you also get like when you are in a relationship, you get rejected. Probably if you're the one with a higher like
libido.
Yeah. Then you're the one who is always ready. And the other person might be like, I had a hard day. And you're like, absolutely.
That would be me. I'm not like, I feel like that energy for me is not always. Well, I suppress it, obviously.
I know, because that doesn't mean that when you let it out, it isn't like a wild like animal or like something, you know, like I'm saying, because I suppressed it for so long, too. That girl never saw the light of day.
Yeah.
Literally, like she did not see the light of day. She was not going out. She was not ever like, she really only had trauma, to be honest. So,
yeah,
it was like, well, why would I do that? That's really bad and scary.
I mean, well, coming from a closeted place, yeah. I think especially.
Totally.
But, you know, sex is healthy, they say.
Sex is healthy.
It's good for you.
It's good for you, but it is very interesting. It's just energy.
But I'm like, let me use this energy to, I'll make pasta.
Yeah.
You know, something. But maybe we both just need to, you know.
Get.
Fucked. Fucked. By ourselves. Energy.
Energy.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, we let's move on.
I'm going to get horny.
Sorry, was that weird? I don't think it was weird at all.
No, it wasn't weird. I just don't feel like I have enough to contribute to the conversation. Yeah.
And also, I'm coming from, I've worked with a sex therapist. Like, this was a part of me that
something that I don't think I, there's not enough money in the world for me to sit down with a sex therapist.
Nor
is there enough money probably for that.
Well, I'm sure they would make a pretty penny, but it's more like that same thing where I just suppressed for so long. I wanted to go in to be like, I just don't know who I am in this way.
What do they do for you?
I think the biggest thing that they did, which is the same thing a little bit that happened, which is I think that sex can be traumatic. I'll say that. And I think there's a lot of trauma. I'll speak for myself. There's a lot of trauma sometimes for me wrapped up in sex. And I think that as I've continued on in life and as I've wanted to get more comfortable with the side of me, the biggest thing I learned is that I have to feel comfortable and safe with myself. Because like when I was younger and I would do things I didn't want to do, it was because I was scared to communicate. And I sort of was gaslighting myself into not feeling certain things that I was feeling. Mm. Like, I don't want to do this, or I'm scared, or I need to take a break. But I'd be like, shut up. You're here. Like, you know, or just like, don't be a problem. So because of that, I don't think I ever felt safe in my own body. And so like doing the work to be like, how do I get safe in my own body so I can do this, so I can feel safe?
I think it's funny. I feel like you and I handled things in complete like opposite.
Yeah. Which is interesting because we're so similar. Like, how'd you handle it?
I just shut it off, or I'm like, just like, I won't speak what I want to say. Like, I'll just be like, I'm fine.
Totally.
That's why, like, somebody asking if I'm like hooking up with someone and they're like, wait, do you feel safe? I'd be like, get off of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like, now I don't. Now we're going to I need you to just push fucking through. OK, I'll tell you if.
Yeah. And I do,
and it's going to come out in like a bad way, probably, when I do, in fact, tell you.
Of course.
It's just.
We're similar.
We're definitely similar.
We're very similar.
It's funny how trauma.
Yeah.
Can lead you one of two ways.
And by the way, it did lead me that way until I was just trying to like look at this part of myself, and it's essentially take. Yeah, it's like take accountability for protecting my body.
Well,
almost got emotional.
You?
I got scared for a sec. Woo!
I did too.
I got scared.
The
okay.
Signs were coming.
The signs are coming.
Well, it sounds like we both have some work to do.
Definitely. And it's fun. It's like interesting, fun work to do. There's no problem, you know? Also, sometimes it's like a lot of times, like, you know, confronting it, I think, with someone is helpful. But ultimately, yeah, I think it has to do with the space.
Well, good for you for trying.
Thank you.
You know what?
I did try.
You did try, and it's not your fault that he was bad at sex.
I know.
You know?
I do know. And by the way, I think it's also just like our chemistry is different. I don't want to say he's bad at sex. It's like we just are looking for two different things in that area.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's bad what I'll for say. You. Yeah.
Just in case he happens to listen.
Right. No. And just like also it's like there's nothing. It's just our chemistry was off.
Well, how else have things been?
So, yeah, other than that, things are, I'm like, what is happening?
Like this.
Stop.
No, it's not a,
thank
it's
you.
Like a lint or something.
Okay, God bless you.
I
can't think of anything else happening.
Yeah.
Just like, I guess, regular stuff going on.
Regular stuff going on. It's like hot out, it's sweaty. Would you ever get your face lasered?
What does that mean?
Like for sweating.
What?
Isn't that a thing?
Laser your face?
Well, you can get laser for sweating.
For like, I mean, like obviously my upper lip is the first thing to sweat and the last thing to stop. But I think for me, my theory is I don't believe that if I tell my body to stop sweating,
I think it'll just come out someplace else.
And I think it's got to be bad for you.
I know, but I'm like, it's just annoying.
It is annoying, but it is a sign that you're actually healthy. Like when you sweat, that's a sign that your body is working. I don't know. One of my biggest jokes in stand-up was like, I can't date in the summer because of my upper lip sweat. Like it was like, I'll see you in the fall. Like I can't.
To take Ubers everywhere.
Yeah. It's
because if I'm walking more than like 10, I'm being generous.
I know. Like two blocks. If it there isn't an AC, I'm like, I have blasting. To walk.
I'm like a naturally fast walker.
Yeah, you are.
And I like will try to not walk fast, and I'm like trying to take the smallest little steps and like catch every breeze. That
yeah, yeah. Go into an Old Navy if I see it.
Oh, that Ew. Door open,
and that's great AC right there.
Let me say something. I think Old Navy's clothing,
yeah,
is cheap as fuck.
It is.
I never realized as cheap. I guess I was. I never shopped at Old Navy, but like their things, I feel are cheaper than like fast fashion things. Yeah,
I think they are fast fashion.
Yeah, but they're not looked at, I feel like, in the same light as a.
Yeah, you're right. Because I guess
Fashion Nova, Shein, right. Kind of.
Yeah, they're
thing. But are they?
I think so. I mean, you can just tell in certain stores when you touch things, you're like, it's like Forever 21 when you would go, I got three wires, maybe yeah, two.
Exactly.
Like if this makes it through the wash, I can't even
but
say.
But it's also like, it's so hard to find quality.
I know.
Like plus size
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're not supposed to be using fast fashion.
But what are you going to do?
But none of the non-fast fashion places
yeah.
are whipping up fat clothes.
Ugh.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Everybody's going to judge me for having a Fashion Nova box. But guess what? They don't have, you know, so.
Do you like shopping secondhand? Like, have you gone to like other people's
Have
clothes?
You heard me?
Yeah. Have you
speak?
Yeah.
Do you think they have a lot for people of my size at other people's clothes?
Sometimes.
You think all the fat, do you, I walk down the street and see no one of my size most days.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to think
we don't
of places.
Live in a, yeah. Maybe if I go to other people's clothes in
yeah.
a different area.
Yeah. You saw that Sam Smith thing, right?
What?
Where they're like, what are you looking for in the future of fashion? And he was like, to be able to buy clothes that are my size. And it's like so funny. You're like, yeah, that I mean, that's literally you're not even thinking of everybody when you're talking about fashion in any way.
No, I know.
Yeah. Eloquii is good, but I don't know if there's men's.
I mean, I go across the board.
You don't like Big Bud Press, which I've tried to turn you on to as well.
Well, I don't think they have like. That's the other, yeah. like, if there are plus size things, I'm like, what is this?
It's not your style.
Why is every plus size? I'm like, I'm not a dad golfing
yeah, okay.
at fucking Kissimmee, Florida.
All right.
That is the vibe of all, like, okay. even, like, the nice, like, DXL, right?
Yeah.
They're, like, expensive plus size
okay.
things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, who is selecting these patterns?
Yeah.
And number one, these patterns have no place. In a plus size clothing store.
Yeah. I mean, they really miss the mark on.
It's horrendous. I yeah. wish that I had unlimited finances.
Yeah. Where would you shop?
I would make them myself have them yeah. commissioned.
I love that. What would be your look? Like, do you have a look?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, you know, do you have like a
We've
certain.
We've known each other for like.
I know. I meant like, do you have a. Yeah, but would you tell them a certain thing? Like, if the first thing you'd order, I know a ton would be jackets, or at least that's what I would tell you to do, because I feel like you're really
well, no,
a jacket
I do,
person.
I'm a jacket person yeah. because
right.
it is the best
mm.
and easiest way for a person of
right.
size to make a fashion statement.
Okay, yeah.
Because I can just do basic underneath with a pop of an amazing
yes.
jacket. And now we're on board. But summertime comes.
Summer, I see you in a silk, like, button down. Like, you like that, like, silky kind of style. Like,
when have you ever
sleeve.
Seen me in a silk?
It might not be silk. I might get, but it's like that satin, like a night.
Not shiny.
Shine. Oh.
Because that won't, sweat.
Okay.
You've never seen me in something like that because.
Well, remember that one time you had that shirt that had like one pattern on this side and one pattern on that side?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it a button up?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I loved that, or at least maybe.
But it was so shitty.
Oh, you didn't like it. But did you like the idea of it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So that's where I missed the mark. Okay. Because I love that. Time. That's like one of my favorite looks that is in my brain for you. I just loved that. Yeah. I thought it was so like, because it was fun. It was
because it was the most like your style.
So I love it. Well, yeah. I mean, it was so fun.
That, I'm already, was it the one with like the pink flamingos or something? Which one are you picturing?
It's like there was like a block pattern here or something, then like a lion, or it was just, it looked like two shirts combined.
Yeah.
But I, at the time, I remember you really liking it, and I was like, I think it's so you.
It was like very Miami vibes.
Yeah, which I liked.
But
in summer, it looks cute.
I also like changed my taste.
What's your taste?
I think pretty regularly.
Yeah. What is it right now?
Right now, like
black shirts, gold chain,
simplistic.
Yeah.
Blacks and greens.
Yeah. That's very true.
And like
a dark jean,
solids. Like I love a like monochromatic look.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. Yeah, I mean it. I am always, I think, like changing what I'm into.
Me too.
But I feel like yours more. Stays not the same, but in the same.
I think my
house,
my style is every day I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, but you would never wear all solids.
I would if I felt that.
But it's if someone saw an all solid look, no one's gonna be like, that's Jesse Jollis.
True. Like, because even when I have those moods, I have nothing to fit it. I'll be like, oh, I want to be like a rich woman vibe today. Like, I'm just feeling like a white turtleneck and like a camel coat and, you know, a black whatever. Yeah. And then I'll be like, well, you don't have that. So.
But yeah. So, I mean, I also have to do laundry, I think.
Yeah,
and so,
too.
You know, when you have to do laundry and you're like, I don't have any clothes, but it's just that they're dirty. Yeah.
Me every time I do. Honestly, every summer I look at my closet and I go, you have nothing for summer.
I hate everything I own.
I hate every single thing.
I hate every single thing that I've ever bought in my entire life.
Literally, today it was cold. I said, thank God. Because as soon as
it's not cold enough, as soon as you get outside,
it's
not.
I'm wearing this. I'm hot. I'm like, what am I going to do this summer? I have actually no clothes and zero that I like.
In the summer, I wish.
Yeah.
Like when someone's like, oh, it's a beautiful summer day. Let me tell you what my beautiful summer day is.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
That no one's questioning why you're not going outside.
Yeah. The AC's
blasting. It's so hot that we're all inside. It's so hot the blinds are drawn. Okay. My idealistic summer day, the blinds are drawn, the AC's blasting.
Yeah.
And I'm stocked up on weed. I'm like, I have everything I need. Yeah. The dog's tired out.
Yeah, because of the heat.
And we're both just sitting in the air conditioning, watching an obscure horror movie produced by Lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'm like, is it? I don't have a pool.
Yeah.
You know, summer in the city.
Summer in the city.
Is romantic. Maybe two nights of the summer.
Literally two nights of the summer.
I'm like, it's so hot.
Disgusting.
There's no breeze.
No.
Why is there no AC in this hallway? You have those horrendous friends. They'll be like, come over. I'm having a party. Oh, there's no air conditioning.
Yeah, you go, you hate me. It's Brooklyn. Everything in Brooklyn, they're like, love to sit in the heat and just look at each other.
And we're saving the environment. I get it. But like, come
save
on.
Save the environment.
It's too late.
Else. Yeah, get out of here. One time I went on a date with this guy. We met up and literally this man could not stop sweating. And I also couldn't stop sweating. And together I had my hands on the glass trying to get circulation to my wrist. You know that trick?
I mean,
every trick in the book. Because also one summer when I was on I was trying Prozac, and Prozac makes you hot and sweat, or at least that's what it did to me. I came inside one night and someone looked at me and went, "Oh, it's raining outside." And I said, "No, it's not."
I once got an "it's raining outside" and then had a guy put his hand on my ass and it was actually my lower back in the same evening. In the same fucking evening. And it was also like I was in drag.
Oh my God.
And I was like, number one, it's 100 degrees. There's no fucking AC in this bar where I'm wearing a face full of makeup.
And the wig.
And like.
Wigs make you so wig. Hot.
I'm cinched.
Oh my God.
I have you on like have two out. Pairs of tights on.
Oh my God. That's illegal.
It was absolutely, I mean, the worst day of my life. Ironically, COVID happened immediately, like the day after.
Thank God. Pray for drag queens this
summer.
And I said,
thank God, finally a break.
Literally, that would be.
That I got would, way too comfortable during COVID, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? This I don't miss me. Leaving the house.
Hate to say it.
Like, am I an agoraphobic? A little, maybe. I do think I really, it took me like years to reacclimate to leaving the house. I still feel like I'm not where I used to be.
Oh, me too. Like the amount that we look at our homes is almost like a tortoise shell. I'll be like, I got to go back. I simply have to go back. I have to re-up my gas. Like I'm
sorry. I have a meeting. I have a meeting I have to get to. And I just want to stand in my own house.
Actually, one of my favorite things about you and me is you guys, when we hang out, we'll like hang out, we're doing all this stuff, and Chris and I have like a very similar clock as to when like we absolutely have to not see each other anymore. And like with you, you'll always be like almost to get me ready, you'll be like, this is the last movie. Like, you'll be like, I can stay for one more TV show. Like, you'll give me a time frame. I'm also
like hyper vigilant about time.
Yeah, you are.
Which I think is a good skill set, time management.
But there's been certain times that you're leaving at like, you know, early where I'm like, he just needs to be alone. I'm like, because sometimes I'll be like, he has a dinner. Sometimes you'll have like another engagement. And sometimes I can tell you've just reached your point where you just need to be alone.
Or there'll be like something, if we're watching a movie and there's like a dog in the movie, I'm like, oh my God.
My child.
I have to get home to my... My dog.
Yeah. Because sometimes the movie will end, you guys, and Chris can't put on his shoes fast enough.
Well, because I'm like, something else is going to start.
And I got to run.
And I got to get out of here.
No, I'm saying I love that. I just think we're similar that way. I'm the same way. Once my battery is
And I'm like, dead, I have friends. That's the difference, I think. Like a friend that can be like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
And then there's always the like, no, yeah. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? Why?
And I'm like, you don't accept me and you don't see
me. It drives me absolutely. If somebody says I have to go, let them go.
Oh my God, let them go. I'm always like, Irish exit. If it's a party, if it's my party, I'm like, don't say goodbye to me because I'll be stressed out. You know? I'm like, just go. Come.
That's why I can't have
go.
A party.
Yeah.
You can't leave your own engagement.
You can.
No, I can't.
See, oh yeah.
Because I also have the anxiety of.
Oh yeah, don't worry.
Like always anxiety of like the house is going to burn down.
Yeah. You have the anxiety of I want everyone to have fun too.
Yes.
Like you are a host. So like,
I also can sense them like they're feeling awkward.
I know you're very good about that. Because also I think I'm really comfortable in awkwardness, you know, in public. Like places, and when we go out together, I can tell when you're like so uncomfortable that I've like checked out of a conversation publicly.
Well, because I turned it on, I'm great.
You, you really, but that's why you get tired so quick.
Yeah,
because you're on so much more.
Yeah,
you're like in a good way, but I think that's the thing. I know I'm gonna last longer if I'm like really true to myself and take breaks where I'm talking to no one, looking at a wall.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That you can just, I'll find you sitting at a table by yourself facing the wall. Literally. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, people are like, you good? I'm like, I'm great.
What? I feel like we were at something once and someone came up to you and was like, no, I felt bad that no one was talking to you.
And I was like, oh, don't feel bad for me. I'm having a great time. I'm just completely I'm like trying to charge up. That's why it's great to smoke.
Do you know that when I would be in college sometimes at like college parties, I would literally be like, I have to go to the bathroom, go in the bathroom and watch like 3 minutes of The Office on my phone.
Yep.
Because I'm like,
you took care of yourself, though. That's good.
But it's an insane, and like, I just want to be home.
Yeah, it's like, it makes sense.
You know, and I think it's part of my like sign also.
Oh.
It is like a Taurus attribute.
Wow.
One time I was at a party at my friend's, and I was like, oh, I got to go, whatever. And she's like, no, you can't. Or her husband was like, no, you can't, whatever, whatever. And she's like, he's a Taurus. You got to just let him go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And so
that's
now
funny.
I use that, even though I don't know if it's true. But
wow. How else do you like a Taurus? I don't know Tauruses at all.
They all fit. I mean, I'm very like.
Oh, wow.
Stubborn.
Oh.
You know.
I see that.
Doesn't like to be told what to do.
Sure.
Especially if you do like my co-star, like with the time and everything.
Yeah.
It's very. It is like insane how much it is me.
Wow.
Like it'll be like given the choice of a gift. Between gold and anything else, the April 27th Taurus will always choose gold.
Wow.
Over any other type of like jewel or gem.
Wow.
like the so many things that are exactly. But you know that when I got Otis,
yeah,
I was like, he's a Taurus. And I like strategically.
You're so.
Because they are also like the laziest sign.
That is so funny.
It's like you work hard so you can be lazy.
Gorgeous.
Right? But that is very me, I think.
That is very you.
Like, I'm like, I'm either I need to be busy or absolutely nothing. Like, I'm like, don't give me one thing.
Yeah.
That's why I can't, like, working in an office, I always wanted to fucking die because I cannot. I'm like, why are we all sitting here pretending to do stuff? None of us are doing stuff.
Yeah, it's
there's
so
nothing to be done. Why do we have to be here?
It's so true.
I want to sit on a couch and watch TV if we're not doing anything.
Totally.
Like, I can't do that. I hate that. Even I would go back to working at the restaurant. And even at the restaurant, like, I would either want it to be busy.
Oh, yeah.
Or completely fucking dead. Because I'm like, a couple people coming in here and there are just annoying.
So true.
But.
That is so true.
Needless to say.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have that habit. And sometimes I try to fight it in myself. The habit of, like, of living in a cocoon.
Yeah.
Alone.
It sounds great.
It's
I think that's why I love bears so much. I really identify with
the hibernation process.
They hibernate for like they spend their whole waking hours just trying to eat and scratch their back on a tree.
Yeah.
And they hibernate the other 6 months. They give birth while hibernating while sleeping.
That's
incredible. And then they just wake up and they have babies.
That is wild.
Isn't it?
Yeah. The kids don't wake them up.
They also, I mean.
They go to sleep once they're out?
Well, they're newborns.
You can't do much.
Yeah. But when they come out and they're like running around and stuff. But I mean, I guess that's what all animals can kind of walk right away.
Yeah, that's true. We're the only ones.
Which is interesting.
That is so interesting. That is so fascinating.
And like if I got another dog.
Yeah.
I think I also would want
a Taurus.
Isn't that so fucking crazy?
No.
That is the craziest thing about me, I think.
That's funny. No, it's cool that you like just I really I don't think I'm that much of a Virgo.
I feel like a lot of the people around me are Scorpios usually.
Oh.
For a lot of the time.
Wow.
Because I feel like they have similar attributes, but they also can be crazy.
Yeah. That's true.
Which we love.
Love a crazy.
I like to be crazy adjacent.
Yeah.
Like I like to live vicariously through them, hear what they're up to.
Yeah. And then
but I'm back home. I'm texting.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we do a QVC?
Yes. QVC segment, you guys.
We so guys, know if it. You forgot, the yeah. QVC segment is where Jesse and I basically pretend to be on QVC and sell random items that have been selected for us. And we will describe the items. Yeah. But as you know, if you want to watch the video, patreon.com. So your camera's on this one, sweetie.
Okay.
Don't try to take mine. patreon.com/middle... children. Okay, what is our first item up for bid today?
For bid.
Wow.
It's a globe.
Nancy, it's a globe.
It is a globe featuring all of the countries.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know even where any country is on a map?
I think I kind of have gotten pretty because I do some, I forgot I'm in character. Ask me again.
I was like,
we're going to take that again. Let's take that from the top.
Take that from the top. We are drinking an edible seltzer and I think it's hit for me and that's all I have to say. All right. So now, Nancy, am I the only one that when I see a map, I go, which way is up and which way is down?
I thought the earth was flat until about 14 seconds ago when this globe was placed down in front of me. You know, I had no idea that the earth was actually a globe, which is what we're looking at right here. And it is absolutely divine. Okay. Did you know how much ocean there was?
Yes. The world has so much water.
Look at what a waste. All of this. Now, let's see. What is this? The North Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
We down, South Pacific, Polynesia. We gorgeous. Could be putting in so many malls.
So many more targets.
Let's just fill this puppy with cement
and
build from the ground up.
Yeah, I think we can. And I think what's so great.
Is this Hawaii over here? Look how far that is from the United
Isn't
States.
Isn't that wild? That's quite a plane ride.
And that is very far.
So far. And if you're like me, you love a tchotchke. But a tchotchke with a purpose is even more gorgeous. And this right here, have you ever played the game, where are you going on vacation next?
Well, yes, not really. I never went on vacation there.
Put your finger out and then I'm going to spin it. And then you pick where it lands.
With my eyes closed, right?
Yeah. Okay, now look where is it pointing?
I am at the Galapagos Islands.
You gotta go.
The Galapagos Islands. I hear they have divine food.
How fun is that? And with a globe like this, you can play that game anytime you want.
You can. You don't have a TV because you didn't pay the cable?
No problem.
Play spin the globe.
That's right.
You want to learn. Geography. And am I correct in assuming that this is correct?
I believe it is correct. Or at least correct enough.
Correct enough, yes.
You know?
Absolutely gorgeous. Do you want to give your hand a spin?
I'd love to give a spin. And what's nice is when people come to visit you, they go, she must be smart. She's got a freaking globe. Is this it? I am going to Liberia.
Liberia. Absolutely gorgeous.
Can't wait to go.
Stunning.
I can't wait to go.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, we are selling out. I believe that these you can only get here.
You really can only get these here.
As you know, a lot of the world still sells the flat earth model.
A lot of the world loves the map on the wall.
Yes.
That map is inaccurate. It's flat.
Not. And it only has the United States.
Talk about.
What are you going to do with that? The one with the red pins?
Not good.
No, that's where I take the RV, you know?
Yes, yes.
And so this is selling for, how much did you say?
I believe it's $299, which is honestly a steal because globes are so hard to come by.
You can have the whole world in your hands for $299.
Is that too much, you think? That's what
globe?
The price is. That's what the price is.
That's how much it is.
That's so how much it is.
It must be a great deal
I'm
if you're
telling
getting
you,
it here.
I would pay $1,000. I really would.
I would, and I have, because I have so many of these now around my house.
I love that. You really took the...
You really can. And it also makes, and I know you will love this.
I already love it.
It's a headpiece.
What a headpiece that would be. And that's what I'm talking about being fun at parties. A headpiece like that.
You take it off.
Yeah. An earring.
It's an earring.
It's just a one little earring.
It is 100% your fashion.
Yes.
And what about with knowledge?
Put it right on the knocker if you get to. That's a woman I want to talk to. Take a spin, boys. Put Who a tassel on boys. The end. Yeah.
Who wants to take a spin?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Absolutely gorgeous. Get it out of here. Let's do the next one.
Get it out of here. Burn it. Oh my God, that is so fun.
Stunning.
I'm so. Oh, wow.
What we have here is a little Webster pocket dictionary. And I'm not talking about any pocket.
Nope.
This is for those pockets that you say, what the fuck is this pocket for?
Yes.
What am I supposed to put in this? Condoms?
Condoms.
Okay, who does that? It's 2024. This is almost, this is like if you had Google in your pocket, this is what this is.
It really is. It's almost doll-sized. It's a doll-sized working encyclopedia.
Give me a word.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. L-M-N-O-P-Q-R.
You guys, how cool is that?
Rambunctious. Rambunctious. Hold on. This is so easy.
So easy, so quick,
so quick
and exciting.
Now, rambunctious. Seems it did not make it into this dictionary.
Okay.
It does seem to actually be missing quite a lot of words. There's not a lot of words in here.
Well, it's the important words, and I can't believe I said the one I did. What did I say?
You said rambunctious.
What if I said random instead.
Okay, random.
That's a good one. And completely random.
That is so true.
Thank you.
That's not in here either, but I can tell you what ransom means.
Okay, great.
Money paid for release of war prisoner.
Well, there you go. And I wouldn't have known that.
No, yeah, that does also seem like it would have more meanings.
Sure.
Than just a money paid for release of a war prisoner. But sure. This is... Load it with the words that you need.
Exactly.
It's only words. If you can't have a civilized conversation
with
the use of this.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Then what are we going to do?
Shame on you.
There's absolutely no way we can help you. On a date?
On a date?
Okay. I'm on a date. Oh, what? So you want to talk about what's going on in the stock market?
If a man pulled that out on a date with me, I would be in love with him.
You know
That's
what?
That's the funniest thing.
I feel that... The weather might be getting poor soon. Inclement
Ooh.
Weather, some might say.
And I would be thinking, wow, what a good vocabulary.
So what sort of habitat or natural home for plants and animals do you want to live in?
What a great question. And now I'm mesmerized by the fact that you said habit. That is really
habitat.
Stunning. May I touch it? It is so little and cute. Also, dare I say, a great pair of earrings.
Or,
a necklace.
Honestly, get a band. It's a headpiece.
Can you imagine?
It is a headpiece.
And then someone would go, do you like to read? Now you've already gotten in. You're talking to everyone at the bar.
Do I like to read? Hello, I'm wearing a dictionary.
Yeah. See my mini dictionary, you fool.
And also, officiating a wedding, perhaps.
An ordained minister.
Webster's dictionary defines marriage as if it was in here, you would say that. But
marriage,
like
is
I said,
important.
The words you need are in here.
You don't...
Absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
Ten payments. Of $9.99.
That's it. 10 pick, because that is really incredible.
You can go to Harvard with this.
You really can. And I would.
And I would as well.
I'm obsessed with it.
Do we have one more?
I love this.
Let's do one more. Okay.
I really do love this.
And then we'll.
Oh, is everything okay?
Is this food? No.
Sorry, I thought.
Yes.
Oh, I was so ready.
Wow.
Is it food? What is it?
This
what is, it?
Is something.
What is it?
It is good hair day pasta. It is pasta that looks like a braided ponytail. And
that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Our producer is Italian.
Mike,
and
that is
so naturally
so funny.
He has. And honestly, this cooks in only 9 to 10 minutes.
What an inventive way to package something to just make it more fun.
What if, and the people at Treccio d'Ora, at the Granomic Delicatessen, they come up with this. And it is just, my grandmother was an Italian immigrant. She came through Ellis Island, and in her hair,
yeah,
she had spaghetti braided.
Wow.
Because she wanted to bring a taste from
Italy,
the homeland,
Italy,
with her. But, you know, you can't bring a lot of things.
No, you can't.
There's not a lot of room on those boats.
And you can't see a lot of blondes at the table in an Italian home. And with this, you can.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is perfect for a costume.
Yes.
For a dinner, a divine dinner. And as a devout pasta maker myself, yeah. I can't help but notice that it is made from 100% durum wheat semolina, which is...
The best,
the most ideal way to make pasta.
Wow.
And that's true. And it is just, do you want to look at it?
I do. Is it a cute headpiece?
It's literally a cute headpiece.
I really can't believe how funny this is. This is where people, can I say something about people real quick? People are please. So funny and so creative.
It's so true.
This is a comedian who went into copy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is somebody who said, I want braided hair pasta.
I have a funny idea. It's very gimmicky. Everyone's like, that's so gimmicky. And then everyone's like, but I'm behind it because I would buy my pasta from a woman with a braid.
Amazing. I don't know how many people are behind it because you can only get it here.
Oh, yeah. And you can only get it here for $24. Would you pay $24 for
for pasta?
Yeah.
Of course I would. Would I expect it to be finished and cooked and served with a delicious chicken cutlet? Also, yes. But all of those things you can very easily get yourself.
Yes, you
and
can.
And I'm saying you take that to Italy and you say,
yeah,
take this in the back and have them make my pasta.
That's right.
I don't want your
shitty,
stringy fucking
loser
egg yolk pasta. Okay.
Piece of shit. Yeah, I really think that this pasta speaks volumes.
And let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
You want to practice makeup?
I do. Practice on.
With dry erase markers, and they'll wipe right off.
That's incredible. That's a 2-in-1. So that, for $24, you can get that.
For $24 for significantly less than a pound of pasta, for 10 ounces of pasta, is an absolute 9 servings in here.
Whoa, little petite servings.
Wow, 9 servings at 200 calories a pop. So you ain't missing no meals with this braid. Yeah. Okay, you're on Survivor and yeah. You need something to make in a pot.
Serve it up.
You
bon
know
appetit.
What? I believe that we are in talks with the producers of Survivor for this to be a prize.
We are talking to them.
This upcoming year. So this also says it contains traces of soy and mustard, which is very interesting.
That's peculiar.
Yeah. So you know what? You can't go to Italy, but you can bring Italy home.
Wow. You guys, that's really gorgeous.
Wow. What a treat.
What a wild and exciting treat we've had today.
What a great day. And guys, thank you so much for listening. You want to hear more? You want to see the video? You want to see the
braided
hair pasta up close?
It's really stunning.
This is Vivienne, who's the model, I'm assuming. You can check it out at patreon.com/middlechildren. Okay.
Yeah.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hear that?
That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.